Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We have a Reardon Roundtable coming up tomorrow. Of course, Jane's going to be here in studio. Jeff Rainford on the panel. Republican consultant Greg Keller. All of that and more. Paul Hall on entertainment. Cusimano will have an update on the Cardinals and some other sports tomorrow. And Dan Clues, who's performing next weekend at the City Winery and Breakroom Concerts, doing the Carole King and James Taylor story. And I'm very curious to talk with Dan. I think that's going to be fun. So, Fred, what happened here? Trump came out as the trial wrapped for today?
Yeah, like every day at the end of the trial, once it wraps, he comes out and talks before that microphone for about 3 minutes and sums up life.
What's interesting is this really is the only campaigning that he can do right now, right? Maybe for the next several weeks.
He did a little bit before the trial this morning in Manhattan, talked with a bunch of union workers out in front of a building. But this is the one that we're grown to expect.
Yeah. Was that the steelworkers?
Yeah.
Do you know?
They will probably continue to back the Democrats, but just because the heads of the internationals are backing the Democrats doesn't mean the members are voting that way.
Yeah. We found that out in 2016. So I think that's an interesting comment. But here's what he said here a few minutes ago.
Thank you very much, everybody. Today was breathtaking. This room, you saw what went on. It was breathtaking. And amazing testimony. This is a trial that should have never happened. This is a case that should have never been filed. And it was really an incredible day. Open your eyes. And we can't let this continue to happen to our country. On another matter, the economy has just been reported to be doing very badly. The stock market's way down. And some horrible numbers came out, including very high numbers on inflation, and in particular gasoline at $7.50 in California. That usually leads the way. It's going to happen here, too. And very importantly, as you look at the various colleges all over the country and beyond colleges, because it's happening in other areas, too, you see what's happening on the front having to do with Palestine and Israel and protests and hate, anger. Biden is sending an absolutely horrible message. Horrible, horrible message. He has no idea how to message. He can't speak. He can't put two sentences together. He doesn't know what to do. This is not our president. This is somebody that shouldn't be doing what he's doing because he can't do it. He can't do it well. We're having protests all over. He was talking about Charlottesville. Charlottesville was a little peanut. And it was nothing compared, and the hate wasn't the kind of hate that you have here. This is tremendous hate, and we have a man that can't talk about it because he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand what's going on with our country. He doesn't understand that all over the world we're being laughed at as a country because of him and his administration. And today we had, I hear, because I was forced to be here, and I'm glad I was because it was a very interesting day in a certain way. But the U.S. Supreme Court had a monumental hearing on immunity and the immunity having to do with presidential immunity.
And I think it was made clear, I hope it was made clear, that a president has to have immunity. You don't have a president, or at most you can say it would be a ceremonial president. That's not what the founders had in mind. They're not talking about ceremonial. We want presidents that can get things done and bring people together. So I heard the meeting was quite amazing. Quite amazing. And the justices were on their game. So let's see how that all turns out. But again, I say presidential immunity, very powerful presidential immunity is imperative, or you practically won't have a country anymore. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a lot cheaper to campaign that way, right? You just go in front of the microphones for 3 minutes and boom, you're done for the day. You don't have to go to some rally or fly across the country. But that's pretty much what he's going to be limited to. So we'll... It'll be interesting. We'll talk more about that, of course, on the roundtable tomorrow afternoon. Hey, one of the stories I am going to cover this afternoon is, and I think I mentioned it maybe two nights ago, it came out of North Carolina, and it was about this kid. So you might remember I talked about this kid in an English class at a high school in Lexington, North Carolina, and the teacher's assigning vocabulary words. One of the words is alien, and this kid says, hey, do you mean like space aliens or aliens that need green cards? And it became a big deal, and the kid ended up getting suspended over that. Pete Callender is a talk show host in Charlotte, North Carolina, WBT, and he interviewed the mom of that high school student. Pete's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We got George Gray after Sue's News coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.